This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What a jam. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Bob, I feel like this strikes a bone more to you than Mac. New York is done in New York.
Good, it should be.
When they're going to do a rotation of five songs through Sinatra. I know you probably read the story.
Yeah, so you know, when I was a kid, you go to Yankee Stadium maybe once a year if you were lucky, right?
Yeah.
It was a big deal to go to a baseball game when I was a kid. I think for most people, it's a big deal to go to a baseball game. But when you're that kid, you get one, maybe two games
a year.
There's
this guy out in the outfield. His name's Lou Gehrig. Real good player.
Right,
here.
Right.
Say, hey, he's a good guy here.
I know
seven.
As a kid, I was
Mickey
like,
Mantle.
You want him to win, but you always want to win because you wanted to hear New York leaving Yankee Stadium. Because if they lost, they didn't play anything.
It was just quiet.
Yeah, with people yelling and, you know, screaming and things of that
nature.
Sell
the team!
Or maybe they played like... sometimes they played a Liza Minnelli version of, you know,
Liza Minnelli?
You know, New York, which is like the, like when they play, when they lost, but like the Yankees all of a sudden overturning like all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's amazing now, you know, everybody's kind of held on to Arrowhead for prosperity. The Yankees have allowed people to have beards and are getting rid of New York.
I mean, yeah.
it's insane to think about.
I wonder what the five Sinatra songs are going to be.
Well, That's Life, I think, is the one they're playing, is from what a lot of people were saying after a loss, which makes a lot of sense.
Which,
right?
Now that movie reminds me of Joaquin, or that song reminds me of Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay. All right.
Because of the Joker. Like,
yeah,
every time I see him, I'm just like, now I just think of him shooting Robert De Niro on set. I'm just like, that movie, man.
I mean, there's but That's Life, I think, is the perfect one after a loss. You're like, That's Life.
Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the Night. Doobie, doobie, doo.
The Way You Look Tonight. My Way's got to be there.
My Way is such a great song.
Oh, it's great. I just saw this thing made me think of Fesco so bad. It says, I'm at the age where if you text me after 9 p.m., I'm not texting you back, or I am going to text you back at 4:36 a.m.
Oh, that's what I do. Yeah, I sent a couple of texts out this morning. Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's to my mother. So I fell the other day in the snow. Oh. You saw the stupid tweet, right?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I just slipped in. It's not a big deal. All of a sudden, like 10 o'clock at night, my youngest daughter comes into the room. Grandma's calling me to make sure dad's okay because nobody's answering their phones. Asleep!
Going to bed.
Because my mother is on X, you know, so she monitors on X, you know. I don't understand why you said this can of frozen juice was your childhood. Because it was.
R.I.P. to Joanne. Yep. Fabrics and Crafts Realtor. Joanne is going out of business and closing all of its stores.
When was the last time you were at a Joanne store?
I can tell you. Eighth grade, home ec, Miss Brown's class at Hall McCarter. We had to make pajama pants and a pillowcase.
Yeah, and you had to go to Joanne Fabrics to buy
I went
that.
To Joanne Fabrics to get it because that's what she suggested. They had the whole like wall full of stuff. Everybody's done this before, right? When you were in school, did you have to make the...
I think they provide... I'm so old, they provided us with that stuff.
Oh, you had to pick your own design.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
Like, I remember like A or B, red or blue. Or
yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, that's the last time. We had to learn how to sew.
Yeah.
And we had to sew our own pajama pants, which I think mine ripped... That's a fat ass. And then I think the pillowcase, I was like, this isn't comfortable. Send me back to
it. It's probably a hard, like I could feel
it. Yeah, it's just not great. So right. Yeah, that was the last time. So RIP, Joanne and Hooters. What are we doing here, world?
Dropping like flies.
Millennials.
Let's be honest. Did those stores really provide you anything that you needed?
Nope.
Like, all these places that are closing, I'm like, yeah, I can't believe they still are open.
Yeah, seriously.
That's life.
That is a great losing song, though. It really is.
Yeah. Well, that's life. That's life. That's what I was thinking, like.
All the people are pissed. I just spent $1,000 in this game. Dude, it's May. That's your fault. That's life.
Yeah, that's life.
I just want to make sure he's done talking before I interject.
Oh, Frank?
Yeah. No, Bob.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, text line.
Oh, are you cutting him off? Is that what they're saying?
Too much.
Oh,
you are?
Oh, wow.
Am I good? Am I okay?
I think this is an opening.
Well, I didn't know there was a problem.
I'm sorry.
We all got to be better at that.
And now, Kansas City has been ranked 50th in most fun cities in America.
Hey, I saw this list yesterday.
How do they do that?
I don't know. Wallet Hub or something. You know,
this
how they
is like
do
a
this.
40. Oh, I'm sorry. This is like a 48th ranked city. This is like 31.
Yeah. So it's you know, Wallet Hub, I guess. And they tell you how they
Nerd
do
Wallet.
No, it's called Wallet Hub, right? And it's let's see. The site compared 182 cities, including the 150 most populated U.S. cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state. Of course, three dimensions: entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties, and cost. Next, the cities were evaluated according to 65 key metrics, which range from fitness centers per capita to movie cost to average open hours of breweries, blah, 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 blah. All come up with a list. Kansas City is 50 on this list. And so I ask you, the text line, and you, Mac, and Dusty, and myself, what could Kansas City do to move up on this list? What do we need to move up on this list to make it even more fun? Downtown baseball, I mean.
But where are we going to park?
Yeah. I think there are more. I was looking at it yesterday when I was at the J. I think there are more parking spots on the Sprint campus than there are at Kauffman Stadium in Arrowhead, because there's about six or seven parking garages of about 5,000 spots apiece. Anyway, so there's plenty of parking. But no, for me, it's actually happening, and it's the development of the riverfront. I've wanted that riverfront developed for so long. We had such wasted space down there. And then the current came in and they built the stadium, and you've got breweries and all kinds of stuff. And they're doing a great job by rebuilding and not rebuilding, but just developing that riverfront. And I'm all about continuing to develop the smaller neighborhoods and make them better and better and better, because I think the smaller the small neighborhoods together, the continuity make the city ultimately better. And so I love what's going on the riverfront. That's what I would do, is just continue that development in the core of the city, and continue to make the core of the city as strong as you possibly can.
Text line says public transportation.
I agree with that as well.
100%.
Yeah. And then the other text says we need a White Castle. Then we'll go to 70.
White Castle.
I would love another sports team.
Okay.
I don't care what it is. Just give me another sports team. NBA, NHL, WNBA. Give me another sports team. Give me another reason to kind of explore my fandom. I mean, now that I've dove into more NHL, that'd be fun. I would 100% have season tickets.
You got to see.
I would 100% do it.
You watch two hockey games, and you're like, I'm in on season tickets. I'm telling you.
I would be, because
it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Because I would do the same if we had an NBA team. I would have season tickets if we had an NBA team.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. I'd switch my allegiance. I've been a Celtics fan since I was 9.
Chiefs, way too expensive. Royals, too many games. And NBA, I know there's 81 games in a season, so you're getting, what, 40 games at home?
41, yeah.
41 games. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, still it is. I mean, 10 baseball games is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when
four Chiefs games is a lot.
When you buy those, like, 20-game packages, like my buddy and his, what do you call those, parent, mother and father-in-law?
Yeah.
In-laws,
yeah. I don't know.
It's a new term. Yes,
but yeah, they split a 20-game package. So he gets 10. They get 10. He's like, oh, man, dude, 10's still a lot.
10's a lot. It's two a month.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you have kids and things and everybody's got stuff going on, it's like, when am I going to get out there? For us now, I know how busy we are. Royals games are like that morning. Nobody's got anything going on. Let's go to the game tonight, or let's go to the game this afternoon, or whatever the case may be. Like, that's kind of how it is for us. I think it would be so hard to have season tickets at this point of my life for baseball, for hockey, for football, because they're just, or for basketball, because there's so much inventory. Football is manageable. We only do a half season. We split with our friend. you know, and we were kind of going through it again yesterday because already, you know, payments are already due for next year for those tickets. I'm like, four games is a lot. It is a lot to go to. And so I don't know how, like, if you have an 81-game pack for baseball, do people still have a full 81-game season and going to every game?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know my friend Rob, who sits behind home plate right there, has that. He doesn't even go to every game. But he's a diehard. He was going to every game in 02.
I like this. For me, I would enjoy a stronger music scene. It's kind of died in the last 10 years. I mean, COVID killed it for a little bit.
Yeah,
but, I mean, you still have, like, Grinders. I think you have the Record Bar. You have the Midland. You have Starlight does good stuff.
Grinders is quietly really good for acts, man. Look at their calendar and see what they got coming up.
Yeah,
man.
I went and saw Bleachers there last year. It was fantastic. Like, it was an amazing show.
It's a great
venue. And then
venue.
Ate at the restaurant, walked right out the back door, and then boom,
it's really a great spot.
Ran into Blair there, got a signed shirt from Jack Antonoff because Blair's the man. But yeah, I mean, I would like that, like turn into a little bit of an Austin.
Yeah, well, it's headed that way. I mean, you got Taylor Swift and Rihanna living here, and we're the next up-and-coming city in the country. People are tired of California. People have outpriced themselves from Austin, and so now people are coming here to Kansas City. Should they come to Kansas? Yeah, hell yeah, everybody's moving here now. And so is it sad that I thought, like, if Travis retires, we lose a little bit of our cool factor? Like, that was one of my biggest
something
things.
Tells me they're not going anywhere after football season.
I don't think they are either. but still, I'm like if Travis retires, do we lose our cool factor? So what would you do to move Kansas City on that fun city list? How would you rank it higher? What would you add to Kansas City?
913-586-7965.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.